If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, speaking of the business environment in South Africa, many of us are well aware that there's high inflation. It has yet to dissipate between the 3 and 6% target band that the South African Reserve Bank aims to fulfill. Interest rates have also been heightened and elevated. Growth is lagging and stagnant, and perhaps even confidence has been waning. But despite these tough challenges that we face in our economy, what do we have as South Africans? Resilience. Yes, and a heightened level of just to begezela and keep functioning, to keep the economic wheels turning. To help us unpack this, especially coming from the latest Experian Business Debt Index, which is an indicator of business health and the overall state of the South African economy, we join now on the line by Jaco van Jaarsveld, Experian's Head of Commercial Strategy and Innovation. Jaco, welcome to the show. Such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me again.
Fantastic. It's always fun to talk to you, Jaco. You know, the economic data tickles my brain cells. And more than that, there's always a story behind it in terms of the information it tells us. But before we get into the data, maybe let's just start by understanding the full overview of the Experian Business Debt Index, how it's measured, and what this information is meant to tell us.
Yeah, so the business debt index that Experian produces on a quarterly basis looks at the ability for that businesses, small businesses and medium and large size businesses have to pay their creditors on time. So it's effectively their ability to make payments within the contracted time frames and whether there's an improvement or deterioration in their ability to achieve those contracted time frames in terms of paying their creditors. And it's measured based on looking at the business itself, but also looking at the macroeconomic environment that has a direct impact on the ability of the business. And as the previous speaker, that was incredibly interesting. I couldn't stop listening. and some amazing insights there. But in the end of the day, it's 100% correct. The business's ability to pay their creditors, but it's also dependent on which industries they operate in and which cycle the industry is in and the type of business that they're in, whether it's a sustainable business or whether it's a business that continuously needs to reinvent itself. Mm. And when we look at it from that perspective, and as you said earlier, the one thing that the South African small business owner has is exactly that, is the ability to find ways and to be resilient in order to perform and to manage their businesses effectively. And the latest numbers that we've seen is, as we've always expected from South African small businesses and South Africans in general, we see a very, very high level of resilience, mm-hmm. even in very tough economic and business environments.
Definitely. And this resilience is really something that we should, I guess, celebrate. But we also need to understand the environment around it. And this typically speaks to contributing factors to debt being interest rates and, of course, deteriorating business conditions. Contextualize this for us as to, you know, just how difficult it is for businesses to thrive.
Yes. And it's important to also say that whilst we see the resilience, it doesn't mean it's getting better or there's an underlying spurt of growth coming. It's just that all small businesses and medium-sized businesses need is a level of stability in order for them to understand what their expenses are and the ability to be able to trade. So when we look at the makeup of the business debt index, we look at a number of factors from macroeconomic environment impacts such as growth. And when we look at the third quarter or the fourth quarter growth numbers last year, it was 0.1% compared to a 0.2% negative growth the previous quarter. So there was growth in the economy, especially in the manufacturing, mining, and electricity industries within the economy. And then also interest rates, while at multi-year highs, remained stable for most of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at that, plus the benefits, the interest rates remaining stable, therefore businesses being in a position where they know exactly what their debt financing cost would be, number one. Number two, the economy, there was some activity, especially in specific sectors. And you add to that the fact that the supply of electricity in the fourth quarter was way more stable than it was in the third quarter and previous quarters. And finally, that whole challenge that we had in the logistics around Transnet and the logistics industry not being able to get stock and materials to the small businesses, yes, unwound and started to get better and better in the fourth quarter. Now, the moment you take those and you put it together and you say to a person running a business, you've got whilst it's expensive, your financing cost, you know what it's going to be because it's now stable. You've got stable supply of electricity. You have a logistics environment that is working way better than previously, so you can be assured that your stock or whatever it is that you need is going to arrive. Our businesses can do magic and make magic.
That's important, because I'm also encouraged by looking at what we've seen in the last 4 years, right? We came out of the pandemic. Businesses had to restructure and reorganize themselves over the last few years. There have been other challenges that different sectors have been exposed to, whether it's the flooding, whether it's the looting, whether it's the change in the interest rates, and of course, continued stagnant growth. I'm keen to understand how businesses have adapted to this to ensure that they highlight some level of optimism and ongoing growth.
Yeah, and another important point that you raised there was coming out of the pandemic. Yes. Now, we all remember during the pandemic or soon after the pandemic, we saw an increase of businesses not or failing on the back of the demand deteriorating or their businesses, the funds that they generated through the business needed a lot of foot traffic, et cetera, and the businesses came under pressure. And at the same time, the suppliers of those businesses that was consumer-facing had difficulty in order of getting the suppliers and getting it to the businesses, but the front-facing businesses and their sales dropped. So a lot of restructuring and right-sizing happened at that point in time. And then post-COVID, we started going into the environment when the war in Ukraine started and we saw gas prices going up, fuel prices going up, inflation going through the roof, interest rates starting to increase. And that resulted in small businesses. What we see from the data is there wasn't this return back and this immediate return back to employing more people and getting the businesses going again. There was a very conservative approach to managing their finances and managing their businesses and gradually getting back to the point of, right, we are now confident and more confident in our stability, our finances, and we know what to expect going forward. And that's what I think is coming to the fore in the latest data, and that as we see stability return in terms of we know the cost of funding, as I mentioned, and all the other aspects returning to a level of stability and a consistent supply of service, electricity, logistics, etc., the businesses are now starting to invest in people as well and employing more individuals. And we also saw during the last employment numbers show at a number level more people being employed. And it's as a result of there being a gradual return to employing more people. And that is positive from a business perspective, showing that there's a relative confidence and comfort with the environment right now, while still taxing. Let's not walk away from the fact or forget the fact that it's not an easy environment. The consumer is distressed. Consumer is under immense pressure, and that's not expected to go away if we listen to the interest or the inflation rate that we saw in the U.S. yesterday and the expectations that interest rates in the U.S. is going to take longer to start reducing, which spills over into South Africa, and the consumer distress therefore maintaining or continuing, the small business is still going to feel this pressure, but they are gradually starting to expand their businesses and feel more comfortable in this environment. And I think it's a cyclical thing in that it happens as you come out of tough economic environments after COVID, et cetera, where you get that level of stability and you see a bit more investment into the businesses.
Let's certainly hope we get there. As you say, it's quite a journey. It's been rather wonky and tumultuous for some time, but we really do acknowledge and appreciate the resilience we've seen from South African businesses. Jaco, such a pleasure. Ons waardeerd baie. Baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you so much, Jaco. Really appreciate it. That's Jaco van Jaarsveld, who's joined us this evening, giving us some insight into the Experian Business Debt Index. Essentially, taking a look at the indicators health of South African businesses within the overall state of the South African economy. Jaco is the head of commercial strategy and innovation there, giving us some insight in what we all know and experience. We see the outcomes of the dire economic consequences that we are under. So it's quite clear and evident that there's a lot that we need to get through.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.